The ultra-Orthodox man would not sit next to the woman on the plane. This isn't the beginning of a novel. It's the summary of an event that recently took place on a flight from the United States to Israel. This isn't the first time an ultra-Orthodox Jewish man has refused sitting next to a woman. It's happened not only on airplanes, but on buses as well. There have even been some neighborhoods where women were told to walk on one side of the street. And of course, women being treated as second-class citizens isn't restricted to Judaism. Regrettably, such behavior occurs in other religions, and frequently it happens in non-religious settings as well. The new CEO of Microsoft, when asked at a conference on women and technology how a woman should ask for a raise, answered the following. He said, "It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along. And that, I think, might be one of the additional superpowers that, quite frankly, women who don't ask for a raise have, because that's good karma. It'll come back." Of course, once these remarks were well publicized, the CEO tried to walk them back. He called himself inarticulate and said that the tech industry needed to close the gender pay gap. The problem is, his statement was as dismissive of women as was the actions of the ultra-Orthodox man. Women are just supposed to sit there and say nothing. Men continue to place women on the defensive, and it isn't right. The problem isn't women, it's men. It's wrong. Women shouldn't be told to keep quiet and that things will magically correct themselves. Magic isn't going to create equality. Men finally realizing that women are their equals will. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.